to say, yes, sir. And then the Bible goes on to say, hey, if you are obedient, you are calling the Bible, Alaba Shake Bredo Sokodo. Hey! Hallelujah! Ah, no, let's do this thing. Give me 1 Peter chapter 3. I feel the anointing to teach this thing.
The light, if the light goes on, it's not enough. It's not enough for the light to go on. The Bible says the light shines. It shines. No, my light will not just go on. No, my light will not just go on. It's not enough that you cleared. You have to be excellent. Your light, no. It's not enough that you feel before. And he has put all things under his sight, at arm's length. Where has he put them? Somebody shout, it's under my feet.
We prayed last month, and the things that you were declaring, don't forget about those things. The things that we believed God for, let's not forget about those things. When we were releasing prophetic words, and I told you it's a season of prophecy, it came to my spirit earlier today. What are you expecting from those prayers you were making? I was talking to someone this week, and I was saying to them that, what was I saying? You were giving a testimony. And the time I prayed for you was a long time before some of the breakthroughs you had. How many people can say, oh, this breakthrough is as a result of the prayer pastor made for me 6 months ago? How many can? Not so it happens today, I pray for you, tomorrow it happens. God be the glory. This is a result of pastor. But if it takes 3 weeks, then it happens. And it looks so natural. Are you still able to trace that breakthrough to the prayer that was made for you? That's the maturity we must all be possessed of. When you are praying, it's not just a religious exercise. It's an actual engagement with God. And when you know that you have prayed, that's why you know some of the things you need to do in life. You need to have a book where you write down the things you prayed about. And the answers you got. And the ones you prayed about, the answers you didn't get. Because sometimes it's very difficult to mature if you don't know why you didn't get an answer to a prayer. Because there are moments that the Spirit of God begins to give you lessons on how prayer doesn't work. But what you don't know is that it's talking about the prayer you prayed 1 month ago that did not yield the fruit that you desired to see in that moment. For you, it just becomes a revelation for in the moment. But then, so it means you have not necessarily grown, and you don't know how to pray correctly or how to work correctly so that you could see a result for that particular thing that you prayed about. Because you see, you need to be studying your Christian. If you are a Christian, why are you a Christian? Don't just be a Christian for maybe one day I may go to heaven if it's true. Be a Christian for what is my benefit here? And the word which I learn, how has it benefited me? And all of us must be in that place. So, there are prayers that we made last year. Oh, it feels so far. Last year, in the month of December. And the Lord was just bringing to my spirit that expect the things to begin happening. That was one of the most strategic months that we had. And I really hope you are praying, because I don't know if we can zoom back so that you can pray and then come back. I don't know. We are not yet at that dimension of time travel. There are many ways in which God is going to lead you, and there are many ways in which God leads. There are many ways in which God leads. But I'll tell you, if you've not read my book, Decoding Destiny, please read it. It's so simple. It's so easy to read. Because there I discuss almost all the ways through which God communicates. There are very spectacular ways through which God communicates. I don't know how many of you have seen visions before. A proper vision. Now, I'm not saying that a bzz is not a vision. It's a vision. Vision ni vision. One gwe ni man na evi. So how many have seen a vision before? Great. How many have heard God's voice before? God's audible voice. You've heard God and you're like, hey, this is not madness. God spoke to me. How many? 1, 2, 3. Okay. How many are not sure they heard God's voice, but I think that was God? 1. Okay. All of us. Which is absolutely normal. But already the fact that you were not sure it was God, there's a problem. How many had a dream that changed their lives? Like, wow. I had a dream, God spoke to me. Mommy. In the words of a certain friend of mine, be honest. You've never had dreams, Mama Squire? Oh. How many have had a tongue and then they interpret it? You are speaking in tongues and then you get a particular message for what to do. You know what, this is what you do, and you did it and it worked. And you are like, wow, this is what I was praying about. Praise God. And raise your hands. Someone did that. You see, your Christianity, there's a lot of uncertainty. Your relationship with your Christianity is complicated. How many have had a word of knowledge? So, God tells you, go there. And you know what? I'm going there because God told me to go there. Then you go. And you reach there and it works. And you're like, wow. Lord, you are so good. Are you seeing how the numbers are fluctuating? So we have a situation. The fact that God is a spirit makes him a bit difficult to follow already. Because you are a spirit, yes, but you are a human being. So that makes him very difficult to follow. Admittedly so. He himself may tell you that I'm simple, but... You know, there's that meme at pretending to understand. How many have been there where you just don't understand where God is, what he's saying about the situation? Somewhere to push and more, and yet maybe what they've told you is, and then there's that. I think sometimes there's that frustrated Christian who, when you're going through that thing where you want God, alande pochimo, then you find that meme that says, me asking God, say something, then he shows up with the Bible, but I've already spoken. And I believe in that one, but, but, someone say, but. I'm not denying that one. No, but another time, Peter P. Mwebana Bamfum. Oh no, I used to Bible, I used to Lamentations. You are trying to see the leading of the Lord. You open the Bible, Leviticus. You are in trouble. You want a word. And it's one or two people in my life who I heard that. The Bible opened, then I saw exactly what I needed to read. I've had that encounter once in my life. Once. And it was a rebuke. Not a word I needed. I've had visions before, but you know, I always talk about the visions I've had. Some of you can even, when I start a vision, even know in the end. Hey. Why? Because there are few. There are few. The times that God spoke to me in an audible voice in my life has been maybe 3 times. Where I'm awake, then I hear God, and I'm sure not Imre and Dapwati. I think Alin Lesau. Yeah, I think that was God. Yeah. I remember. And you know the stories I've told you. When I turned 24, I was waking up on my bed. And I heard God said, Daniel, I will favor you. When I woke up, I have a covenant of favor with God. That's why you should be close to me. I'm kidding, you don't need to be. So, I noticed, I've tested that grace. Because everyone who comes close to me, things begin working out in their lives. Everyone who begins hanging out with me. Problem, some of you are too conscious of the bad side. Number, everyone who comes close to me, ni shambu bushiru. You see, fiambu penefindu, ni wajabezi. So, you need to start testing. When people come around you, what happens to them? I've given you that assignment for this year. Did you have a conversation with your friends? Have you asked your friends? Ever since you came in my life, what happened to you? Not that ever since I came in your life, I don't even know. Ever since you came in my life, what happened to you? Did you have that conversation? So I heard God. The other time was when I was in a wrong relationship. It's me. It was not the girl. Because I'm the one who heard God, but I like her. The other times, if I did, I don't remember. I'm in the same category as you. Was that God? Or it was the mighty rushing wind? And then I tried the, if it's you, make 2 lions appear. And they never appeared. Up to now, I'm waiting for them. I've had tongues and interpretations of tongues before. You've seen that happen. But I have to wait for a heat of the moment, like when the anointing, then, this is what I said in another time. You can even count some of you in, last year, maybe 6 times. It's a gift, and that gift comes when I'm inspired. I need to be charged. It's not an office. So what I'm trying to tell you is that already there's a problem there, because the fact that God is a spirit, that's why you don't have a spirit friend. Now, if you do, then you need deliverance. Yes, the Holy Spirit is our friend, all right. But he's the one who said it's not good for man to be alone, yet he was there with him the whole time. He will marry well, in Jesus' name. So there's a challenge that we are having here. And there are many ways in which we can, let me tell you this, there are many ways in which each of us can grow to hear God. Do you know the reason why some of you don't harness a spiritual moment for purposes of repetition? You don't give it attention. So there was a season in my life where God consistently spoke to me in dreams. I reached a level where if I want to hear God, I would just sleep. Then God told me this is dangerous. How many have ever been like that? Where you pray about something. Even in the prayer, you don't want to hear anything. Praying so that when you sleep, you are limiting God. Because God cannot be put in a cycle. I would just sleep. Then when I sleep, I'll come and tell you what the Lord. And some of you, your dreams, the problem is you don't know whether it's God sometimes, because you find you are dreaming, you are giving yourself a dream. I've given myself a dream before. about an important life decision. God told me, you're not that girl. I said, Lord, that girl. And God said, Then I had a dream next day, and I told God, look, I had a prophetic dream. I am mighty like that. I shall go in this my might. And God said, toodles. And the rest is history. So, you can study how God speaks to you consistently. And the Holy Spirit began to show me this when I began to read the story of Joseph. God wanted to do something amazing in the life of Joseph. But he needed Joseph to know how God speaks to him. So God studied the life of Joseph. God began to speak to him in dreams. I'm talking about Joseph, the father of Jesus. So if you notice, for Joseph to know the leading of God, he always had to have a dream. Study. So you can learn how God speaks to you by studying. The time that God spoke to you, it's likely to repeat itself. That time you felt like God spoke to me is likely to repeat itself. But you see, I began to notice that God is not, God is not, you see, many major decisions I've made in my life for me. Yes, I've had like spectacular encounters and things like that. But yeah, kuna na mga book. Mwalika mwana pote. My diary of supernatural encounters. But there are numerous decisions I made, numerous projects I accomplished, many things I did because I was led by the Spirit. And many times I didn't even know that this is God. Because 90% of the times that a Christian is going to be successful, 90, you heard what I said? 90% of your life, you are likely to not have an angelic visitation. You have in the 10%. But 90% of the time, you just find at the end of your 20-year life, you are so successful. There are things that make for that. I remember my spiritual father preaching and saying, I thank God that I'm able to mentor all these young people who see angels that I've never seen. Yet the man is as deep. He put an E in the deep, an extra E. There was one. Then he said, no. E is for Emmanuel. Maybe if we're even to see the angels that work with him and the ones that work with us, we would want to tap. Then I don't know how our angels would feel. So what makes for that powerful ministry? What makes for it is the ministry of the Spirit of God. Because the Holy Spirit wants you to be so one with him that when you lift your leg like this, the Lord has lifted his leg. That when you sit, the Lord has sat. That when you feel, the Lord has felt. And in that realm of oneness, there is no possibility of error. I'm saying possibility. I'm not saying occurrence. There's no possibility of error. It must reach a place where you even if you go through there, you can't remember when you had this dream. That's why, you know, some of the noisiest people are the ones who say, I had a dream. Because that's their only confidence. If they don't have a dream, they are always telling us about the visions they had. Praise God for those things. But when I look at their lives, I'm thinking about the dreams. There's got to be something more than that. You know, Let me show you the opposite. I have met people who are influenced by a spirit. They will tell you, I don't know why. I'm a very good man, but the moment I meet a girl who's proper, they just become a savage. They don't know why. They will just be so stupid. And when they are single, then their wisdom returns to them now. They don't know that they are a vessel. Chibombelo. I've seen spirits at work and people don't know that they are vessels. A jailer. I don't know why I've remembered something. Sometimes you can tell the spirit at work in your life by the activities. You say, this is God. Are you following me? I've seen people who are, it seems they are called to lack. I've seen people, it's like, they are just somehow. Have you ever been there where this guy doesn't do much, but he always passes exams? Remember, there was that person they used to tell you not to play with. Because no matter how much he plays with you, he will still pass his exams. I wasn't that guy. Because me, I used to work hard. Me, I used to study real time. Because my mother told me she used to study and pass. Number one. So I said, I want to be like my mother. But when I saw the results, I'm still trying to reconcile her results and the studying hard. I'm sure one day I'll understand. There are people like that. It's like, imagine you're growing up and you're a shepherd's friend. You got born again yesterday. Your great-grandfather was a witch. Your father was. Your father stopped, but he's not saved. Shepherd's grandfather was a pastor. His father is a pastor. So even the way you are praying, you are following him. The warfare as my father did, the warfare as I did, you find the warfare he's dealing with is for, I need self-control, I need to study hard. You don't need first self-control. You, there's a spirit which supplies laziness. A hard-working spirit in charge of. You find that saying, they look really boring for you, it comes easy. You just feel like you need to rest. Tomorrow is an exam, but you just feel so relaxed. It's not the Holy Spirit. You just feel so relaxed. You don't even know that there's a spirit in charge of this thing. Then you're asking all the stupid questions. Why do you shout when you're praying? One day when you see, you will scream. You forget the shouting. You will not care there's your crush because I'm gonna say, Hippa! 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 You will call fire in your mother tongue because then it has weight. I remember when I was in grade 4, we used to have overnights with this friend of mine. When we're in grade 4. Joab knows him, Kwesi. We used to have overnight. So one day I went there, we were praying. And then when we were praying, then the mother said, you know, when I was praying, I began to see these chains. And like Satan was trying to chain us. Then we raised our voices in prayer because of the vision. We screamed. We were young. So sometimes some of you, all you need is just the right problem. When it pins correctly on the right spot, you will cry out to Jonah needed a fish. So you people say, why do you scream? There's just the right size of the whale. When you are there, the Bible says, and Jonah prayed to the Lord, oh, thou great and merciful. You will pray. Tell your neighbor, you will pray. You see, one way, it's not the only way, but one way you know that God is with you, one way you know is what begins to happen around you. Or the other way you know that there's a spirit here and it's not the spirit of God. I told you a story of a certain lady who was working for us. The day I decided I'm going to give her 100 kwacha was the day she left early the office. I never give her money. I buy food. I never give. That day I said, I need to give this woman money. That day, she just had this leading. She had this leading to leave. So I was wondering, barikwisa, barikwisa. Then the Lord now began to teach me that there's a leading she received. Because there are people who must not make extra money. They can't. It's beyond the covenant that their forefathers had with money. They went and insulted money. So in Dalama Shari Kongo Mulopa Fumakunko Ukufika. Now, listen. So most of the times what will happen 90% of the times that you as a Christian, the decisions you make, it's the extent to which you have permitted the leading of the Spirit to work in your life. The extent. That's why the Bible would tell you in all things give thanks. Even if it's small money you've received that day, you've made 5 kwacha. At least the presence of the Spirit has helped you make that money. And as you begin to acknowledge that, you begin to. There are some things I wanted to share with you, but I will not yet. Right? When the time is right, I'll share with you. Because there are beautiful things that are happening in my life, but sometimes it's hard to share because, you know, I don't share my testimonies sometimes because people are going through a lot. So if you said, I made money, me, people can come and say, Pastor, and so you want to pray, then they say, no, you can just, that money you said you. Then now you begin sharing or begin explaining, no, I sent to the village. And then you look fake. No, this year I'm not doing fake. So my greatest strength in most of the decisions I've made, me, has been the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I've never even known that the Lord said, that's what I'm saying, sometimes it's hard to hear a voice saying, go ye this way. But there will be a movement. And I'm going to give you a scripture, let us stand. I'm going to give you a scripture that you will work with. Are you ready? The other things, what I'm giving you is an introduction. I need time. The other things I'm going to teach you when you are ready to sit down. Now, the book of Psalms. Oh, this is powerful. This is powerful. Hey, sing hallelujah to the Lord. Psalm 37. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Verse 23. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. verse 23. Psalm 37, verse 23. This, I'm giving you the secrets to the whole year. This. It's a direction for the month, but it's your secret for the whole year. You know, when the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, love governs everything. Everything is special, but everything must be done in love. So everything will be done in this thing that I'm going to announce today. It says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. That's one of the most powerful scriptures I have read. And in my practical experience of life, I know that most of these orderings, I don't even know that God has ordered. But because I already have a covenant of salvation and a covenant of the leading of the Spirit on my life, there's already a Spirit putting things in place. There's already doors closing. There's a Spirit closing doors for me and opening doors. We all experience closed doors and open doors. It just depends on the Spirit doing that for you. This is a month of direction. And then the direction, the way it's going to come. Many of you will just be in the right place at the right time. Because there is a spirit in man. There is a working of God that has come upon you in this ministry. Where you see, there are things that you spoke by the power of a spirit called the Holy Spirit in December. There are things we declared over you. So, because you spoke certain things, God is causing them to pass by the force of His Spirit. And He will lead you into the manifestation of those things. He will lead you into the fruitfulness thereof. See, from God's perfect will, you are like those people who, when people look at this, oh, you tapanga got my mistake, yeah? How come this one somehow it just looks like he's doing fine? Even when you are going through things, there's a spirit that will be making you fresh every time. Chalimbwa mumbali ya muma na usuma chitwa levisa this month. Two things are going to be important. Fellowship will give birth to instruction, and that will equal your direction. Those instructions may not come in a tremendous dream. It may. But most importantly, there's going to be a force, a movement to the spirit that you fellowship with, and is going to result in remarkable discoveries, remarkable profits, remarkable health statuses, remarkable relationships, remarkable exploits. The Bible says, they that know their God, those that are intimate with our God, shall be strong.